Rusty Quill presents.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey guys, I'm not gonna lie to you right now. That might have been the worst night's sleep I have ever gotten in my entire fucking life. I think that weird letter really messed me up. In total, I must have only gotten like an hour or two of actual sleep, max. Anyway, have you guys heard of those dreams people talk about online all the time, on like Reddit? The ones where they feel like they're awake and their eyes are open, but they can't move their bodies? What is it called? My brain's not working yet, sorry. Let me check. Dreaming. Can't move. Awake. Ah, here we go. Sleep paralysis. I knew that. A temporary inability to move or speak while falling asleep or upon waking. Sleep paralysis most often occurs in people who have narcolepsy or sleep apnea, but it can affect anyone. I'm pretty sure I don't have those. Let's see what WebMD has to say. And I have no clue if it's even legal to read this on the podcast, but I'm pretty sure my mom's not going to report me to the feds if she knows what's good for her. That was a weird joke. I'm not actually gonna kill my mom. I'm tired, I don't know. So yeah, back to WebMD. Sleep paralysis is a feeling of being conscious but not being able to move. We got that. It happens when a person transitions between stages of wakefulness and sleep. While this happens, you may be unable to speak for any amount of time ranging from seconds to minutes. There's some more. For years, symptoms of sleep paralysis have been attributed to an evil presence. Weird. Almost every culture in history has stories of evil shadow creatures that terrify helpless humans at night. Why is this on WebMD? People have long sought explanations for this mysterious sleep-time paralysis and the accompanying feelings of terror. Well, if feeling exhausted is the same as feeling an evil presence, then I am fucking spooked right now. Anyway, I think that's what I had last night. Nothing weird happened. I just laid in my bed, staring at the ceiling for hours. And I don't know how, but those hours felt like they were days themselves. It must have been like 4 or 5 before I actually felt like I was asleep. No clue what that was about, but didn't really care for it. Definitely feeling it today. Bella, please, not now. Bella, please. Little girl, I'm gonna take you out, but please let me just read this letter first. Because you all love them so much. Here we go. This one doesn't seem to have an address. Please. I heard you could help me. I feel like they all start that way. It all started last year. I think I had a pretty solid life. A close group of friends. Family that love and support me. Amazing job. But that all changed. Well, part of that changed. I lost my job. It wasn't only me, though. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their jobs at the same time throughout the world. Well, I didn't really handle it well, because me losing my job and other things going on in my life, I decided I needed a change of scenery. So, I moved. Months after the move, I was still not able to find a job, so I tried monetizing the small podcast thing I was making by creating a Patreon and designing merch. You can find everything at www.patreon.com/sellerletters. This is the only way I have of making any source of income other than selling feet pics on OnlyFans. Wow. That was just... It's probably the heaviest one yet. Yeah, I had a lot of time to come up with that while I was staring at the ceiling all night. I'm sorry, that idea sounded so much funnier in my head. Sorry about that. I'm poor and desperate. Okay, I'm not gonna jinx it, but I can see out the window now, and it doesn't look bad. So I think Bella and I are gonna go for a long walk. And I'm going to try my best not to fall asleep at the side of the road. We're going! I'm getting your leash, we're going. Come on, jeez. I gotta go. Bye. Hey, so here's a fun fact people might not know. Going for a long walk after getting no sleep the night before is about as fun as it sounds. It also doesn't help when it starts pouring halfway through the walk. My socks are soaking wet. Second fun fact, there are a few things on this planet that I hate more than having wet socks. I hate it so much. I need to decompress. I need to relax, not use my brain. I'm gonna go lay down, watch some Discovery Plus, hope that it doesn't mess me up more than that letter did, and go to bed. Bye. Okay, it's like 11 o'clock. I've been watching Discovery Plus all day. Oh, my eyes are killing me. My head is killing me. I'm racked with guilt for saying bye so angrily before. I'm really sorry about that. So I'm gonna try something new. I'm gonna say bye like one of my favorite podcasts does. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter, and when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. Good night, guys.
What is that? Bella, stay away. Stay away.
Well, it happened again. Sleep paralysis, or a nightmare, whatever you want to call it. So I was in my room, staring at the ceiling again, and then I heard this knock. It was like it was on glass or something. I thought nothing of it. My eyes opened for a second in the dream, and then I fell back asleep. Then I heard it again, and I opened my eyes again, and I saw this person or thing. I don't know what it was, but I could see it in the mirror, and it could clearly see me because it was staring at me, I think. It didn't have a face. But I saw it looking at me. And then it took its hand and pointed at something. I think it was pointing at my desk. But right now the only thing on my desk is my old broken phone, which hasn't turned on since I woke up wet that one time. That doesn't sound great. Well, let's go check. That's weird. It's on.
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.